Remember now that in 2012, Secretary Duran ordered the League of Women Voters voter guides removed from polling places because she said they included candidate information that constituted electioneering, and that's prohibited within 100 feet of a polling place. This year, the League is saying that Duran's voter guide is electioneering. Gwyneth Doland, political reporter for New Mexico PBS, helps explain what the League is taking issue with.
It's really just the fact that it says the Secretary of State's name on the front in big letters and a different color.
Why would that raise a flag for folks?
Well, because she's running for re-election right now. So, you know, it's a form of branding, really. That's why everybody does it. The previous Secretary of State did a whole lot of branding and promoting of herself. But, you know, I talked to some lawyers who look at these kinds of things, and they seem to think it was a stretch to call either of these things electioneering. I think this is really a bigger political battle over groups like the League of Women Voters.
So how does the League of Women Voters voter guide kind of fit into this larger constellation of information about candidates?
Well, let me say that I think that endorsements in newspapers and by outside issue groups are a really important and valuable part of the conversation because they engage people in thinking about what they support and what they don't. The League of Women Voters Guide is similar to others, but it's been around for a long time, and it's much bigger and more comprehensive than any of the other printed guides we've had. And it's bigger and more comprehensive than most of the issue-oriented groups' guides out there, which are purely endorsements. There are no endorsements in this voter's guide.
Or in the Secretary of State's voter guide.
Or in that one.
Right. So talk to me a little bit about what you think the root of this back and forth is about voter guides, to put it into perspective for us.
Republicans have been sharply critical of the League of Women Voters in its political action because it does take a stand on some issues. It is a nonpartisan group, but it has two arms. So the first one is the voter service and education arm. And, you know, so thinking back, the League of Women Voters was founded in 1920, right after women got the vote, to help them register and to educate women on the issues they were going to be able to vote on. So they have for a long time done things like sponsor National Voter Registration Day, and they do a lot of voter registration drives. They host debates and candidate forums all over the country. In the past, they've hosted presidential debates, and then they put out things like this voter guide. The other arm, the program and action arm, is very active in, for example, promoting government transparency. They also oppose election-related things like gerrymandering, and they support campaign finance reform. However, they also have opposed the Keystone Pipeline. They've opposed the death penalty. They support gun control, and they support pro-choice policies and Obamacare, which is why many conservatives say these people are liberal. We can't trust them.
What do we know about how men and women vote?
There is a big gender gap in politics, and we've seen it for at least 30 years that Democrats get more support, significantly more support from women than men. I looked at some data on this gender gap from the Pew Research Center, and it's interesting to see that protecting the environment, for example, is a higher priority for women than men in general. And women are 25% less likely to support nuclear power, for example. So in some ways, it shouldn't be surprising to anyone that the League of Women Voters leans to the left.
Gwyneth Dolan, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you so much for having me, Elaine.
Gwyneth Doland covers politics for New Mexico PBS. She also teaches journalism at UNM, where her students this semester have focused on New Mexico's ballot initiatives and constitutional amendments. For KUNM, I'm Elaine Baumgartel.